You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is where Wisconsin wakes up. It's Daybreak with Brian Noonan and Jamie Martinson. Here are your hosts, Brian and Jamie.
Or Brian and Frank and Parker. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Daybreak. I am Brian Noonan. Jamie's on vacation this week. So Frank and Parker, our executive producer and technical producer, respectively, are jumping in. They're hanging out a little more than usual, which is always a great time for them. All right, it's Earth Day. Are you doing anything to help the environment today? Do you have plans to help the environment today? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can call, text, and if you call, be sure you're nice to Parker, because that's how you get to me, by being nice to him. Good morning, gentlemen. Frank, we need to get an update. Yesterday, you came on with a quandary about a bachelor party that you are helping plan, and you were asking. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of great information, I think, from our listeners, giving you locations with, correct me if I'm wrong, a golf course, fat guy-friendly hiking options, and proximity to bars and restaurants.
Yes. It doesn't need to be fat guy-friendly hiking. I'll just sit it out and sit in the hotel or the Airbnb and drink. To be honest.
All right,
but
fair enough.
Hiking, golf, bars and restaurants.
And how did any updates? Everything, did you make any progress yesterday?
Yes. We've narrowed a couple of things down. We've got places to look. Let's see. What do I have written down? 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got about 10 good recommendations from listeners yesterday that are actually written down. Well, on my notepad.
So they must be good. You wouldn't waste ink if it
I
was
wouldn't.
A,
so we're. Bad. I'm literally just waiting on final confirmation for headcount.
Okay.
Because now it's going
to jump from 20 to 30.
No, we've already jumped down from 20 to 11.
Oh, that's much more. That's
it's
much,
so much more manageable.
There you go.
Yes.
So much more manageable.
If you could knock 3 more people off that list, 8 would be ideal.
Dude, if we could knock... That'd be one. Good. If we could get down to 10 and have a nice round number like that.
That's true.
Look out.
I was just thinking foursome-wise. You don't want to add one to get to 12, but if you drop down to 8, first, it's easier to get restaurant reservations for 8 people than 11 people.
Right.
You know, place to go. Bouncers aren't going to give you a side eye when you walk in with 11 or with 8 rather than 11. Because you're going to look like a gang then.
How many, I guess they'll have bouncers.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know how many, I'm just thinking, I thought maybe you guys would want to go clubbing. You're not going to go clubbing?
Absolutely. Do I look like somebody who's going clubbing?
Here's I do see you in a, yes, I see you with the shirt unbuttoned way down. I see you with a number of chains. I see you with, you know.
I only have one.
One chain?
I've got one chain.
I've never been a jewelry wearer.
I'm not either. I inherited it.
Okay.
From my grandfather. That's the only reason I have it. And it's worth more than it should be.
Okay.
And I shouldn't be wearing it.
Wow. Okay. Because it makes sense. You've told a couple stories about your grandfather.
Yes.
And his past and where he might have gotten that chain.
Correct.
How he purchased that chain.
Allegedly, yeah.
All alleged.
Nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody knows. But no clubbing.
And I'm not speaking out of school. You've shared those stories.
No. I think some good Wisconsin dive bars.
I don't know
perfect.
If they – do they have bouncers or is it just the locals kind of police themselves?
I think just the locals police it. I think the jukebox stops when you walk in and I go, this is my place.
They all look good.
If it has touch tunes, it's too fancy.
8 fibs, roll it in. That's going to be rough. That's going
to
be rough.
A Wisconsin bar hates to see 8 fibs rolling in, guys.
Listen.
Hey, our money's green, too.
It's green, too.
Yeah, but it's not green and gold, buddy.
It's not green and gold.
It is not green and gold, I can tell you that.
There's your problem.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue. But well, I'm glad you made some progress, and our listeners are always very helpful, so we appreciate that too.
Thank you, listeners. I appreciate
it. Yes, some great suggestions coming in yesterday. I took my first step towards summer yesterday, gents. Oh. I took out all the deck furniture. I put the rugs down on the deck. The furniture is out. Everything's arranged. The Ooh. Dogs both use the brand new mattress that I got for the deck. So feeling summery.
Did you jump the gun a little bit?
No.
Are you sure?
It's supposed to be very warm today and tomorrow. It rained. Of course, as soon as I finished, I came back in and there was no forecast of rain yesterday. None. Zero. Nope. Got two thunderstorms within an hour and a half.
Nice.
Like quick moving, but full on thunderstorms. Because I'm sitting here, I was prepping the show, and I see it starting to get darker, and I thought, oh man, here we come. The glaucoma's kicking in, and I'm about to drop. But then I turned, and it was actually clouds had rolled in. And then I hear something, and I walked downstairs, and my wife was working from home yesterday, and I was like, is that thunder? Because we had the doors open. We had the screen. Yeah. It was beautiful. Yeah. Two giant thunderstorms.
That's what I mean. You know what? As long as it doesn't snow again, I think you might be fine.
It better not snow. No, it could.
Parker, it better not.
It better not. No, it very well it could. Guys, I played tennis in high school. Tennis was a spring sport, and we had my brother, when he was playing, had a shovel for practice one year because it would snow in April.
No, all the winter stuff's put away. I can't. I will not allow it. There can be no more snow. It's time. I hung up things on the deck. Got all the everything's out. I'm ready. I was anticipating. I thought it's such a gorgeous day. Everything's finally out. What I'm going to do is finish prepping the show, and before dinner, I'm going to sit out on the deck, maybe have a cocktail, and just soak up the spring foliage that is beginning to grow throughout the compound. Nope. Everything was soaked. Nothing. Best laid plans.
Are you surprised?
Once again, Mother Nature. No. Listen, if I had any good luck, I'd have some luck. It's nothing. I get no breaks, Frank. That's what I do. I just work. I stop working and I come back to work.
The Midwestern way, Brian. Also, we got some people weighing in on Earth Day.
Oh, on Earth Day, yes. I can't. You know why I cannot see those. So,
Julie in Wausau said, on Earth Day, the Marathon County Democratic Party has our annual lemonade and litter pickup at Marathon Park in Wausau. It looks like a beautiful day.
Wow. Now, Cindy from Appleton says she treats every day like Earth Day. It's probably, but is she still hanging on, Parker?
Yeah, I think we still got you on the line. Cindy, what do you got?
Let's say hi to Cindy. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hello. Happy Earth Day. I'm good. Yep,
happy Earth Day. What do you mean you treat every day like Earth Day? Explain that to
me.
Well,
every day when I go for a walk, I pick up litter, or if I'm driving along and there's litter somewhere that just doesn't sit well with me, I stop and pick it up. And I even do that. I'm a school bus driver. I stop sometimes in my bus and pick up a bag of litter and bring it back. But that's what I do. I try to buy as much stuff with as little as packaging as possible. I recycle everything that I can. And I take care of my, outside critters and things like that. So every day to me is Earth Day, as it should be for everyone.
That's fantastic, Cindy. Thank you for the call. And that's a good reminder. Yes, every day. I still don't understand people littering. Maybe it dates back to me watching that commercial in the 70s with the Native American crying on the side of the road, even though he turned out to not be a Native American. But he was portraying one. And there was the one big tear that came down his face.
Does that have to do with littering?
Face. Yes, it was all about
commercial.
I'm not sure.
Wasn't about the trail of tears.
No. It was an anti-littering commercial, Frank. They weren't pro littering. They were.
Well, I figured.
Well, it was con. And it was back in the 70s, before there was Earth Day, there was ecology. That was what we were all worried about, the ecology. That was the term. There was no term for Earth Day, so that was the big campaign. One, it was Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute with Woodsy Owl. And then there was this, you've never heard of Woodsy Owl.
I've never heard that one. That one got me.
Listen, Woodsy Owl, Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
No Smokey.
I don't say Smokey Bear. I say Smokey the Bear. But that's a big debate. I guess in some circles, not in this circle.
It's always been Smokey the Bear, right?
It's always, no, now people say it's just Smokey Bear.
What?
Like that's his name.
It's Smokey the Bear.
His name is Smokey, and he is the bear. Smokey the Bear. Anyway, he prevents forest fires. Mm-hmm. Woodsy Owl wants you to give a hoot and not pollute. The Native American standing on the side of the road, he was standing, I can't even, now part of me, and this could be Mandela effect, I believe it was in black and white, but it might not have been. But in my mind's eye now, I'm seeing it in black and white. And he stood above the freeway or expressway, depending on what part of the country you're mm-hmm. in. And he watched cars just throwing bags of garbage out the window. And and there was some heavy music and a voiceover and then a close-up on his face, and there was one big tear running down his cheek.
Were people just throwing bags of garbage out the window in
Frank,
the 70s?
Back in the day, people couldn't have cared less. We thought the world was just going to go on forever. We were, we were burning tires. We were throwing bags of garbage out the window. We pelted each other with putrid, fetid fruits and vegetables every day. It was horrific. But it is Earth Day today. Everything started this week, but started on Saturday, Earth Week. But today is Earth Day, and the theme is Our Power, Our Planet. It reflects a fundamental truth that environmental progress doesn't depend on any single administration or election. It's sustained by daily actions of communities, like Cindy stopping to pick up garbage on her way on her walks and stuff, which is great. People, I live on a big, like a through street, not a little neighborhood street. Mm-hmm. There's always garbage out by the shoulder of the road. When right. I go out to get my garbage cans and go out to pick up the mail, there's always garbage out there. People throwing bottles out their window, people throwing McDonald's bags and whatnot. And I'm like, pigs? So then I have to pick it up because it's in my yard and it looks horrible, you know.
I didn't know people still did that.
People are...
2026?
Do people Frank? Do that? I feel like it's just loose stuff that like blows out the window of your car.
From where?
Oh, you're very...
No.
Or like...
Wow, you are... That's a stretch.
That is... Wow.
That's an apologist stretch.
Yeah.
I
have never seen somebody drop their trash just out the car.
The bag of McDonald's, it flew. Did you see the wind?
Okay.
All my big green garbage bag full of...
He's done with us.
I see how I may be naive here. However,
you are 100% naive.
It can't
Please.
Be that bad, though.
Stop. Tanya, listening on WNDX, remembers the commercial with the crying Native American. I think it was on a horse overlooking. Yes, you're right. He was on a horse, or at least Tanya. I remember it the same way you do, where he was sitting on his horse above looking down at the road. And then Mark in Prairie du Sac says, there was a bit on Hee Haw, gloom, despair, agony on me, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it's not for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Listen, I just got that tattooed on my back, Mark. It's a huge back piece now. Yep. It's an eagle holding a pig, and the pig has that on its side. That's what we do. That's how we do it. Okay, well, that's Earth Day. It affirms the environmental progress is real, resilient. And listen, here's the lesson take from today. Roll up your windows so all your garbage doesn't fly out of your car. Like, Parker doesn't want to see
Please,
that.
I don't know.
Who's Fred Sanford driving around with their car full of garbage that things are just flying out?
He doesn't get that reference either.
I don't care. I made the reference for the people who get it. If you don't get the references, catch up. Is it time for Congress to regulate AI? We'll talk about that and more. This is Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan, and this is the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now back to more of Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome back. I am Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak. Jamie's on vacation, but she'll join us back next Monday, we assume. That's the plan anyway. But for now, is it time for Congress to regulate AI? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We talk about AI a lot in all different areas. There was the big problem with the Defense Department and the AI company that didn't want to give them complete control over their system, because quite frankly, nobody knows yet the full potential of AI, what it can do, how it can help us. And I know, listen, I'm not so old or so set in my ways to say that AI is not a good tool. The problem is, once something is a tool, we become more and more dependent on it. And once we put all our confidence and all our dependence into a tool, then we can't ever go back. We can't get rid of it. Think about it now. Before the show, I had a little computer problem. Then Parker was having some computer problems on his end. And, you know, when I started in this business with Marconi, doing the first radio show, we didn't have computers, Parker. Imagine. No computers, no cell phones, no text line, no nothing.
Oh, God.
We came in with a pile of stuff, and we talked. And if people wanted to get involved in the show, they had to call on a rotary phone. And then,
oh, God.
And then the producer would put them on the air. That's how it worked. Well, now, think of us doing shows without computers and stuff. It would be, forget it. The internet, we got to have it. Yeah, we didn't have an internet, Parker. You know how we found content? We had stacks of newspapers and magazines. And we went through and we cut out stories.
Literally cut them out.
literally would cut them out. We were, yes, that's how radio was done. Or there would be intrepid producers on old manual typewriters hammering keys to give stuff to their hosts.
Oh.
And the news people were hammering out big, big metal royal typewriters that weighed about 187 pounds. You could kill a man or two with a typewriter back then.
Jeez.
Now, could you kill a man with your phone? No. No, not at all. All right. Well, anyway. So things have changed. Brought this up because Florida's attorney general, and rarely, I'm going to say this at the outset, rarely do I use Florida as a good example for anything other than petting manatees. That's the only thing Florida is good for. Florida's attorney general is launching a criminal investigation into ChatGPT and its parent company, OpenAI, over claims that an accused gunman in a shooting at Florida State University last year consulted the AI chatbot before killing two people and injuring five more. I guess if you think about it, you can put all kinds of questions right now into ChatGPT, right? A lot of people use it just for professional reasons, for their resumes or cover letters or writing presentations, things like that. But right now, there's nothing that says you can't put in questions like this. So the Republican Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, said at a press conference in Tampa yesterday that accused gunman Phoenix Ickner consulted ChatGPT for advice before the shooting, including what type of gun to use, what ammunition went with it, and what time to go to campus to encounter more people. Now, that's according to an initial review of the Ickner's chat logs. Uthmeyer said, "The prosecutors have looked at this and they've told me if it was a person on the other end of that screen, we would be charging them with murder. We cannot have AI bots that are advising people on how to kill others." So, even if you are a free speech advocate like I am, and even if you are not a huge fan of nonstop government regulation, is it time for Congress to start regulating AI? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I would say yes. OpenAI spokesperson Kate Waters said in a written statement released to NPR, quote, "Last year's mass shooting at Florida State University was a tragedy, but ChatGPT is not responsible for this terrible crime." She said the company reached out to share information about the alleged shooter's account with law enforcement after the shooting and continues to cooperate with authorities. And while I would take issue with that to a certain extent, yes, but it's the old guns don't kill people, people kill people argument. Yes, Ickner is responsible for actually committing the murders. But as an accessory, if you're giving someone the information, the ChatGPT spokesperson is correct. You know, you can be charged with something, but I don't know if murder is it. Anyway, the district attorney is issuing subpoenas to OpenAI seeking information about its policies and internal training materials related to user threats of harm and how it cooperates and reports crime to law enforcement dating back to March of 2024. The Florida investigation comes amid growing concerns over the role of AI chatbots in mass violence. Altmaier had already announced a civil investigation into ChatGPT's role in the FSU shooting, which is ongoing, and attorneys for the family of one of the victims say they plan to sue OpenAI. It's OpenAI also already facing a lawsuit from the family of a victim critically wounded in an attack in British Columbia in February that killed 8 people and injured dozens more. The alleged shooter discussed gun violence scenarios with ChatGPT and was even banned from the platform months before the shooting, but was able to evade detection and create another account. That according to OpenAI, and that's what they said to, oh, yes, I'm done, aren't I? No, you I got a minute. I got a minute. I see you. I only see you out of the corner of my eye. This is all on me. I panicked for a second because you guys are so in on the clock. Anyway, OpenAI told Canadian authorities that. So I think it is time to start looking into regulating this, and we do have to hold these companies accountable for the things that are able to be discussed. Because first it's gun violence, then God forbid it's somebody discussing self-harm. There's a lot of different bad avenues that can come with a good tool. So we got to figure it out. A lot of coincidences with disappearances of highly connected people. Should we be paying more attention? I'll explain after this. This is Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan on the Civic Media Network.
Lake Superior to Lake Michigan. This is Wisconsin's Morning Conversation. Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome back. I am Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak. Jamie will be back with us on Monday. For now, executive producer Frank and technical producer Parker are here with me, and you are here with me, and that's the most important. 855-75-CIVIC is how you really engage. 855-752-4842. All right. Should we be paying more attention to something, quite frankly, that seems a little bit like a conspiracy? And I know at first blush, you're probably, if you're a rational human being, like I try to be, you're going to go, Brian, I don't want to pay attention to any more conspiracies. But then where does a conspiracy end and reality begin, Parker? That is the deep philosophical question for today.
Oh.
Yes. 855-75-CIVIC. So I had seen something about this story a few days ago, just in passing by some comments on either Twitter or Threads, one of the platforms I was flipping through, and somebody said, scientists are disappearing and we're not paying any attention to this. And I was like, all right, lunatic. Well, then I start seeing it more and more places, and I'm seeing it in on CNN, and I'm seeing it in the New York Times, and I'm thinking, well, maybe we should start paying attention to the fact that at least 10 scientists tied to sensitive U.S. research have died or disappeared in recent years. And finally, there is a federal investigation. This sounds very X-Files. This sounds very tinfoil hat. It sounds like, what's the frequency, Kenneth? But Parker, you are correct. The truth is out there. So here's the deal. A nuclear physicist, an MIT professor, fatally shot outside his Massachusetts residence. A retired Air Force general missing from his New Mexico home. An aerospace engineer who disappeared during a hike, Frank Dunkel hiking, in Los Angeles. So those are just a couple of examples of at least 10 people who are connected to sensitive U.S. nuclear and aerospace research who have died or disappeared in recent years. Because of those coincidences, oddities, chain of events, well, now we have concerns about whether they're connected, and they have fueled speculation online about the possibility of nefarious activity. And you know, once I hear about nefarious activities, I'm invested. I need to find out more. I need to see, what does this mean? So the FBI, and we have so much to say about the FBI. We're not going to say it right now, except Kash Patel is in for a rude awakening once Discovery starts. I don't know, sidebar, Your Honor. If you saw Kash Patel yesterday make his little statement about this lawsuit he has with The Atlantic, he tried to throw out the bravado that the president uses when he thinks he's going to be able to intimidate people. Somehow, coming from Kash Patel, it did not carry the same weight. Or it made me laugh. It didn't make me feel intimidated at all. All right, so anyway, back to the 10 missing scientists. The FBI now says it is spearheading the effort to look for connections into the missing and deceased scientists, adding that it is working with the Department of Energy, the Department of War, and with our state and local law enforcement partners to find answers. What could those answers be? Now, separately from the FBI investigation, if you want to believe that the FBI is investigating, and since we're talking about something that has conspiracy written all over it, let's start a whole bunch of them. Separately, the Republican-led House Oversight Committee announced Monday it's going to investigate reports of the deaths and disappearances of the individuals whom it said had access to sensitive scientific information. I know that you have to be thinking, Brian, this is the script of a bad Tom Clancy novel. Maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe it is all coincidence. I wonder, and you could tell me, how many coincidences does it take for it not to be a coincidence anymore? Is a couple? Well, that's just a coincidence. Those two things happen. And when you get to four, when you get to five, is it still a coincidence or is it a pattern? And then when you get to 10, until you find out if they are connected or not, is that when a coincidence ceases to be a coincidence? Let me know, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. All right, so the reports raise questions about this and about a possible sinister connection between the deaths and disappearances of the committee said in a statement. They're seeking, this is the Republican-led House Oversight Committee. So the report has raised questions about these possible sinister connections. They're seeking briefings on the matter from the FBI, the Defense Department, and the Department of Energy and NASA. The cases do vary widely in their circumstances. You know, there's not a pattern. It's not like a serial killer where you go, oh, everybody was killed with a hatchet or this type of gun. All right. Lynn wants to jump in. No, this is a text. Yes, this is a text from Lynn in Golden Valley. She read that a few left home, quote, in a hurry, not taking cell phones, etc. Interesting. I agree. Interesting. If these facts play out, you are correct, Lynn. So the cases do vary very widely, like I said. So you've got all kinds of different patterns. Some involved unsolved homicides. Others are missing person cases with no signs of foul play. In at least two instances, families have pointed to pre-existing medical conditions or personal struggles as possible explanations for the disappearances. Authorities have not established at this point any links between the cases. All right. So now Dick is in Madison. He wants to jump in. You can jump in too. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Well, first of all, wouldn't the FBI usually be the agency that would be looking into some of this stuff? And presently, that doesn't function. I mean, this
Correct.
Guy's too busy traveling to concerts with his girlfriend on our dime and whatever the hell else. I mean, it's a joke. We could easily get hit with some type of an attack because there's nobody. They're totally asleep at the switch from what I see.
It does appear that the grown-ups are not in charge, Dick. Thank you. Yes, the FBI is the group that should be handling this. I appreciate the call, as always. Listen, we all know that a lot of these agencies are headed by people who shouldn't be heading these agencies for whatever reasons. But, yeah, so I'm not trusting. This is what leads to, this is what feeds into more conspiracy theories, when you don't trust the people who were handling the investigations. That's when you start to panic and you go, oh, maybe this is odd, but the string of mysterious deaths and disappearances began in 2023, Parker. Lawmakers say with the death of Michael David Hicks. He's a scientist who worked at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory for nearly 25 years. Now, in the years since his death and disappearance, the several others connected to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory have also died or disappeared. In recent months, the deaths of several acclaimed scientists have also fueled speculation. This is, it's hard not to, and maybe it's a flight of fancy to start putting these in cinematic context. Perhaps they are just random, unconnected deaths of people who tended to work at the same place in highly sensitive areas. Now, in those, since 2023, a lot of people have died or disappeared in the country and in the world. We don't hear much about them because they're just random folks. They're your neighbor. They're the person down the street. They're a guy working in another state that has a job that pays, you know, supported his family, but didn't really make a national impact where we would pay attention. But we got scientists who all work for the JPL. Huh. We got people who are connected to other sensitive information. I don't know. Well, what does the president think of all this? That's a good question. What does the president think of anything? He said he hopes the disappearances and deaths are just a coincidence.
Well said, sir. Well
yes, said. Sir. Thank you. Thank you, President Obvious, for stating that fact. I don't know. I don't know, Parker. What if I watched Clear and Present Danger, not really connected. I also watched Haunted Mansion, and those movies had nothing to do with each other, but I watched them, and so I thought I'd bring them up right now as part of this conversation. Now, well, of course we hope it's not a coincidence, but how do you think that it's not? He also went on to say the White House is, or, well, Caroline Leavitt, his watchdog, came out, and I shouldn't say that. Apologies. Take it back. My AI overlords, please score me correctly, because the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said the White House is, quote, actively working with all relevant agencies and the FBI to holistically review all of the cases together and identify any potential commonalities that may exist. Yeah, well, I don't trust Nancy Drew and the rest of the White House gang to Scooby-Doo this thing. I want some professionals looking into it. And it, you know, is the Oversight Committee going to be the one that gets it done? I don't know. And just because I don't trust Kash Patel as far as I can throw him, I do trust that there are a lot of dedicated people at the FBI who, once they are put on a case, are going to follow that case through to the end. So I have doubts about the FBI leadership. I do not have doubts about the FBI personnel. I know that if it comes to it, they will find out if there's any connections. I don't know. It just leaves me wondering, what could all the connections be? It does seem, again, like I said earlier, it does seem like the plot of a book. Where, why, Parker, how do you believe in coincidences?
Yeah, I definitely do. I don't.
To what level? Going back to one of my questions.
Yeah,
level is a coincidence?
I'm trying to go back to your how many things is a coincidence and how many is an actual thing. Yeah.
So we've got 10. We've got 10 people missing or dead.
You know,
nuclear physicists, people who work at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, all these scientists.
So there.
Yes.
10 is a lot. However, what's the grand scheme? How many of them are there? Like, are there thousands of these people in the world or in the country? That's just it.
Thousands of people that work for NASA?
Yeah, thousands of people who would have laboratory. This kind of information that potentially would want to get,
well,
someone
I
would knock them off. I don't know.
That is a good question. How many people have access to classified data in this realm? But still, even if, say, it's 1,000 people, 10 is still a pretty big coincidence.
That's a percentage.
It all happened in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And all in the same. Now, I guess if you were an actuary and you took the amount of deaths in the United States from 2023 till now, and you spread it out with all your data and your graphs and all that, it would probably, in the overall deaths, it would be a very minor percentage.
Yeah.
then you would have to take down to, like you said, okay, how many people work at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory? How many nuclear physicists are there? Okay, now how many of that number then have access to classified information? Now that's a smaller number. Now you're down to, now you've got a smaller number and you still have 10 people.
And it's a group of people, though, I don't know what the ages are of these folks that have passed away. Is this a group of people who is maybe a little older and is in a high-stress job? Are they prone to death?
I would think there are high-stress jobs.
See, that's what
I'm saying. I like that you're being logical about it.
I try.
I like to be a little more, I like to cloak and dagger. I like to think that there's some ulterior motive to this whole thing.
Well, something.
But we don't know about that. We've got to keep moving on. There's invasive species all over Wisconsin. I'll tell you what they are and how you can get rid of them after this on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All facts, no fiction. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Yes, I like to pause a little because I've always... Here's the thing, Parker. Now, we're at day three of Jamie being on vacation.
Yeah.
And normally, I'm like Pavlov's dog. I hear the big voice guy. I hear the nice music. And then Jamie will say something pleasant, like good morning. She welcomes people back. And then I snap too. Well, without Jamie here, nothing's snapping me too. I'm focused on... invasive species that we're going to talk about because people are starting to garden. They're getting out, they're cutting their grass, they're looking outside and they're going, oh, what is this? But yes, that's why there's the pause. I think yesterday at the beginning of Swiper's Day, I completely blanked.
Yeah.
I was like, who's starting the show?
To be fair, I think you were assuming that Frank would intro that because it was his.
I don't know.
Game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Would you or like- maybe I was just.
Would you like going forward for the rest of this week? Would you like me to yell at you at the start of every segment with that?
Yeah. After the big voice guy does it, here's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie, you just go, Brian! Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi. Well, hi, everybody. I am here, and quite frankly, I am paying attention. I'm just always looking at something else for the show. I don't hear. I need that other. I don't know. We'll get it straightened out. Anyway, why don't you call in and wake me up? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It is gardening season. I do not garden. I cut the grass. I weed whack. I sometimes will put down fertilizer. Not this year because fertilizer prices have gone up, as you know, because the Strait of Hormuz is under blockade and closed. But that's neither here nor there. That doesn't affect your yard or your garden. But what could affect it are some invasive species and plants that are coming to Wisconsin and are all over. And once again, without Dr. Fauci telling us, we must stop the spread. Because invasive plants come in and, oh man, things get dicey. So some of these species are so prevalent that controlling them can be difficult. But for others, identifying, reporting, or removing them can make a significant difference in their ability to spread. And it is happening all over the state. So if you are outside anywhere, or if you're going on a hike, like Frank on his bachelor party, if you're hiking through and you happen to see one of these invasive species, and you'll have to do a little research to find out. I saw this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and they have pictures. So maybe you want to print that out and carry it with you so you can identify invasive species. That will make your walks that much more exciting, Parker. You won't be listening to whatever it is you listen to on Spotify, sea shanties or funeral dirges or whatever it is that you listen to. Now you can also help the environment on this Earth Day by taking care of invasive species.
This sounds riveting, Brian.
Right.
I would love to carry around photos of invasive species.
Here's the thing, Parker. You can help prevent the spread of invasive plant species
by cleaning
your shoes, cleaning your vehicles, and other equipment before entering or leaving natural areas. So,
well, what does my like shoes if you're gonna, have to do
if
with
you're
this,
hiking
Brian?
In one natural area, clean your shoes before you go into another natural area.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be honest. That's not going to happen.
Eh.
And I don't drive my car through a lot of natural areas.
No, you're not a natural area car kind of guy, are you?
Well, who takes their car into it? Do you do four-wheel in your Civic? That doesn't seem right. I don't have a if I had a four-wheeler, I'd be four-wheeling through fields and things.
That's true.
But I have a Santa Fe. That's not really an off-road.
She ain't going in the woods.
No, she's not going in the woods. She barely makes it down the road. So some of the officially listed invasive species are stilt grass, Japanese stilt grass, to be specific. So here are some six. Here are some that you need to be responsible for quickly. Siberian squill. It's a hardy plant with deep blue flowers that bloom in early April. I think I have some of those in my yard because I have things popping up that have beautiful blue flowers. And I'm like, oh, those aren't weeds. Look how it's like I have a wildflower garden in my backyard. I'm not going to worry about that. But to remove Siberian squill, you can smother it with cardboard or landscaping fabric and wood chips. Dig it up or use a weed killer. That sounds violent. I don't know. But it does displace native plants. Lesser celandine is another one, Parker. I like greater celandine, but the lesser celandine, no good. Okay. Land managers across Wisconsin are asking the public to look for and report populations of lesser celandine, which is newly spreading across the Midwest. Milwaukee County is a hot spot for this, according to UW-Madison's Division of Extension. It has also been documented in Dane, Waukesha, Rock, Walworth, Racine, Kenosha, and Ashland counties. It is spreading. It is invasive. So you got to take care of that. Japanese stilt grass, the aforementioned, you can hand pull that. It's a grass that thrives in the shade and can form large mats covering the floors. So there's a lot more. I don't know. We tried gardening. For a couple years we were growing vegetables in one of those elevated boxes, ooh, and I like that. Yeah. And I like keeping my yard nice, but I'm not one of those guys who is fixated on it and obsessed mm-hmm. with it. I don't cut it three different ways to try to have stripes.
Well, Brian, you're not retired yet. That's your thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess. I just want to... Here's the other thing. If I look out and it's green and it's mowed, I don't care what's causing the green. If it's grass or if it's weeds, from a distance, it all just looks green.
Okay.
And right. For me, that's enough. But if you are a horticulturist, if you are involved in environmental studies, if you are somebody who's out in nature all the time, keep an eye out for some of these invasive species, especially in your yard. But you know, you could help out, Parker. I'm just saying.
I could. Hey, you and could. Remember,
I'm not saying you have to.
Remember, just because it looks pretty doesn't mean it's supposed to be there. I was reading.
Right.
I don't know if it was this article or another article I was reading, but somebody was like, "Yeah, no, this plant." People were like, oh, it looks pretty. Let's keep it. And they're like, actually, no, this is horrible for the native species.
Yeah, there was one that I found in my yard last year that I looked up, and it was, oh, this is very dangerous and invasive. I was like, wow, it looked very flowery. That's how they get you.
That's how
those invasive species get you.
It is.
It's like when you date somebody, and you go home, and they take off all their makeup and stuff, and you realize, wow. Lighting is important.
Two-faced.
But anyway, I digress. Let's move on because it's almost 7 o'clock, and that means it's going to be time for headlines and stuff you need to know after this. I'm Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak, and you're listening to this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.